Imagine a school day built around your child's needs and interests. It's possible with K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited, tuition-free, online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn from state-certified teachers trained to teach online. And with the flexibility to learn wherever there's internet, it can fit into any family schedule. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. You can make the switch at any time. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more.
Into the thick of it.
Into the thick of it. What up, Scary Squad?
Man.
This is that. We back in
the bubble. This is that BTB back in the bubble episode. Yep. That's what's going on, guys.
Back in the bubble.
Man, oh man.
This Omarion variant is stronger than ever.
it's very unfortunate, man. It was almost like I was destined to get it because I did the show on Monday and one person hit me up like Thursday that was like they tested positive. So I went and got a rapid and a PCR. Rapid came back negative. And then my PCR came out the next day. That was negative. And then just to make sure, I got another rapid the next day, Saturday, and that was negative. So I got three negatives.
Sheesh.
Three negatives. And then got back here and it was like, yeah, nigga, what's up? What's happening?
I stood no chance. It was me and my immune system versus a coliseum full of niggas. Yes. Kanye and Drake did not tell us that they also invited Omarion. There was three niggas on stage dancing.
Dude. Oh,
baby, by the way.
I'm talking about. So I didn't get to. So Monday, somebody was exposed to it at the comedy show. And then Tuesday, went back to Blind Barber, and one of the other homies was supposed to, he hit me Friday and told me he tested positive, so that's why I got the other one. Then I found out the bartender at the Blind Barber, he got it too, and a couple other people. So like six bars on that street have closed because of it.
That shit was following you at this point. COVID was in the crowd waiting for you, just like, oh, we at the Blind Barber tonight, huh? Then at the comedy show, he had a two-drink minimum. he was stalking you.
And it's crazy because this one, the incubation period for it is so much longer than the original one. Like, I mean, I went, like I said, three negative tests and probably five days, all negative. And then on the sixth day, it was like, ha-ha, my boy.
And I was talking to my sister. Until it shows up on a test.
Yeah.
Dang, 6 days?
Yeah. My sister caught it and she said it was her, my niece and my nephew and her husband all in the same house. And he tested negative up until like the 12th day. And then she tested, after she had it, he tested negative up until like 12 days. So now she was negative. She no longer had the virus in her. And then he tested positive on the 13th day. So she's healed. You know what I'm saying? Got the antibodies. The kids are good. And then he catches it.
Sheesh. It's like waiting its turn. It's like this version is strategic. Like it was like, all right, y'all got me. Y'all got me 2020. I'm about to be in the shadows this time.
Bro, I have no, and this one is so much different from the other one in the sense of like the symptoms. Like the first one, I had shortness of breath, really couldn't do anything. I had chest aches, I had body aches, chills. This one, it felt like a really bad sinus infection for me. Like this one, I was hella congested. Then my nose started. That's what made me get one when I got back in town because my nose was running. My nose never runs unless I legit have a cold or when the seasons are changing. So when I got back and I felt my nose run, I was like, let me just go to make sure. And sure enough, bro. And then I went today to go get two more tests just to make sure. Cause I was like, maybe that's a false positive, right? Cause I got three negatives. Maybe it's a false positive. No. Positive at another rapid. And I got a PCR. So, yeah, that PCR, I guess I get tomorrow before too, but I'm sure that one's going to be positive too. So
it hit different when the second positive is even more positive looking than the first one. You're like, it was probably a fluke. And then that second line be there like,
man. Ruined the Jamaica trip is off. You know what I mean? Like,
trash.
You know?
It just hit right before the holidays. That's so trash.
The craziest thing is we went through the whole tour. We did 36 dates. No problems. Couple scares, but no problems.
Yeah.
The last date, it came like, y'all thought y'all was going to get away? Come on, fam.
But to be honest, it's better that way, because I was thinking about it that way and I was just like, damn, why the holidays, you know? Because it's like, it hit me. We went to the concert on 2 Thursdays ago, and then literally everybody who I went with, even though we were wearing masks at the concert, it all hit us on Sunday, like 2 Sundays ago. So the whole time I'm taking like unexpected, that was like a huge symptom for me, was unexpected naps, like just completely exhausted all the time. And you just like, I'm just going to lay down for a second. And then you wake up, it's 3 a.m. and you think you're going to be up all night, and then you go back to sleep. So
yeah.
I was just like sleeping so much, which was kind of a good thing. And I was just like, damn, why did this have to happen before Christmas? But I'm just trying to think, like, it would have been a disaster work-wise any other time, because I would have been sleeping through like crazy important emails, deadlines, all this stuff. So it sucks that I didn't get to do like holiday stuff, you know, with the fam or anything. But it was also like, if it wasn't that week, I would have been so behind on anything. I would have messed a whole bunch of stuff up. Like,
yeah
it was actually a good.
I'm all about trying to find the silver lining in it, man.
Right.
And you know, I was beating myself up the past 48 hours. I was beating myself up all week, not knowing if I had it. But then like the past 48 hours, I was really beating myself up thinking about like if I gave it to Kev and all of them. I know they had plans, and I have really bad abandonment issues. And so because of that, I would just start pulling away thinking that nobody wants to be my friend again or anymore. And so I won't call. I won't return texts. I won't do anything because I was like just terrified of giving it to somebody else. So,
right.
Man, I'm just you talking about just a horrible, horrible virus that's just ruining everything.
Did you lose taste?
No, I didn't lose taste, didn't lose smell, but that didn't happen last time either. I'm just really congested. Like, gotta have tissue in the room with me all day. I'm quarantining in the office. I'm spraying Lysol on the doorknobs every time I go in and out of a room, spraying it in the hallway when I'm going from the office to the bathroom right across the hall. You know, just to try to preserve Farron. The kid's gone for the holiday, so I feel better about that. But you know, I'm just trying to make sure Farron doesn't get it either. So now I have her dropping off food to the door and then walk away before I open it up the door.
So they don't have it?
Yeah, they don't have it.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm washing dishes in the sink. So before she comes to get them, all that type of stuff, I'm just trying to make sure that I do everything to preserve her healthiness. Cause man, it's so whack. That's all I can say.
It's a trash one. Is your asthma messing up?
Thankfully not. Around the house, like when I leave the house to go get tested today, I've been wearing 2 masks. Out now while I have it, just you know, to protect other people as well. But thankfully, no, my asthma's not acting up right now.
Okay.
And the crazy thing is, like, I don't know when I contracted it, whether there was that Monday, that Tuesday, or even in the airport on Wednesday night or Thursday. So I don't know when I will start my counting, but they say you start to quarantine from when the symptoms are present. So that would have been yesterday. So, you know, it is what it is.
Hey, man, that's it's trash. But like I said before, it is the best time if you got to get it.
Yeah, no doubt.
And I'm just hoping our white blood cells are gonna be buff for next year, and we don't gotta worry
about
none of that stuff. Cause Omarion did not care about my vaccine at all. Like, I thought my vaccine would have put up more of a fight after all the hubbub about it, but it was just like,
bro,
right here, you hear this?
It came in the door swinging. It came in the door swinging.
Well, I mean, here we are. I hope everybody at the, you know, who pulled up on the in the scary squad is also staying safe, because it's out there. I feel like even we were taking all the precautions, and it's just like there's just all these secret agents and sleeper cells and all this stuff. So I mean, I would just, you know, stay tucked and just drink some emergency, because at this point you better just get ahead of it. If you don't have it, just get ahead of it.
What you've been down for almost 2 weeks. I hit you up a couple of days ago, asked how you was feeling. Yeah. And a couple of days ago, you still would say you were still going through the thick of it. How you feeling now?
I'm feeling like I'm past the worst. Right now, it's just heavy, like, you know, short of breathing, asthma, and coughing. But, you know, probably like Sunday to Sunday was pretty rough. There's like 3 days that it was really, really heavy. But, you know, I was just, you know, up on my vitamins, just drinking a lot of water. And hot toddies, man, oh man, hot toddies will, not only is it nice, it's a good way to relax too, especially if you're just catching up on movies and stuff.
Yes. Did you, and yes, Tian, Jim, we both have it, different times, but we both have it. What have you been doing to like pass the, I mean, you're in your studio, so you can make beats, you can make music, you can watch stuff. Yeah. What have you been doing that to wait you the
know,
time?
You know, it's so funny. I was like, when I got COVID, I was like, okay, like you said, silver lining. I'm going to learn XYZ. I'm going to get so much work done. I'm going to learn, do all of this stuff. And it's like, I just be so out of breath that it's hard to really like pay attention to do anything. So I did get some stuff done. You know, I was working throughout the week just on like notes. It wasn't anything crazy. But I think just for fun, I was doing some music. I was doing some gaming just offline, just for myself. I'm in here, so I kind of just got like the place to myself anyway. So just like, you know, eating, catching up on movies. Like I'm trying to become a movie buff, because I don't ever I've never seen any movie that anybody's talking about. So
right.
Catching up on movies and eating. Right. I was scared to lose my taste, so I was just like, I'm just gonna splurge and eat what I need to. So I don't know. There were fun elements of the week. Besides being, because I was never just like too horribly out of it, you know. So there was a lot of fun.
Man, fun. I ended up doing nothing but resting, and then I wake up and I make some playlists on Amazon Music, bro. I mean, they give you access to over 75 million songs, as well as podcasts, music videos, and more. Bro, Amazon Music Unlimited. You can listen to any song anywhere, even offline with unlimited skips. So you got to worry about all them ads and all that type of stuff, which is perfect for me, because sometimes I need to hear the beginning of a song, then I skip to the middle of the song so I can hear why it blends with the rest of that playlist, and then I can add it to that playlist, and then I can move on. I mean, you guys watching this and listening to this right now, so safe to say that you guys like podcasts. You can listen to 10 million free podcasts and episodes just like this one on Amazon Music too, completely ad-free. Breathtaking true crime podcast, Dr. Death Miracle Man. It's available 2 weeks early on Amazon Music, man. You got tons and tons of privileges with Amazon Music. So if you guys are on board, I want to tell you right now, listen, do something for yourself this holiday season. Get Amazon Music Unlimited. It's a great time. And for a limited time right now, new customers can try Amazon Music Unlimited free for 3 months. That's 90 days, people. What? No credit card required. Just go to amazon.com/DIYS. That's amazon.com/DIYS to try Amazon Music Unlimited free for 3 months. Amazon.com/DIYS. Renews automatically. Cancel anytime. Terms apply. You know what it is.
Shout out to Amazon. I've been using Amazon Prime from almost all my streaming. Just over, especially over this little COVID break. I've just been ordering little movies that aren't on any other streaming platforms. There's a lot of streaming platforms that just don't be having movies.
MTM, you were not right. You thought it was a Ritual ad. It was an Amazon Music ad. So don't you be trying to claim the rights to the ad that you thought was coming. You was wrong, brother.
They was trying wrong, Jack. They trying to shout it out.
Yeah, he's like, oh, this is a Ritual ad. Actually, though, that would have been a great spot for a ritual ad, though. But no, that was Amazon right there. And I know you can hear the stuffiness in my voice, bro. I can't even hide it right now, man. I don't know what you got on the docket for today, Pat, but I feel like we got to talk about a couple things, man. And okay. I don't know if you have this one on there, but I really want to talk about this young man who they're trying to give 110 years to
for the accident. Driver.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if he was driving the truck, got distracted, or was drunk under the influence, something like that, I mean, I still think that's harsh, but I can understand them coming down with a hammer like this. But faulty brakes, y'all giving this man...
I didn't know that was why.
The brake, that's the reason that the truck crashed, is because his brakes failed.
Oh, and wow.
I feel like, yo, that's not human error. You know what I mean? Like, that's not human error. Like, that's the truck. So
I guess I don't know fully, like, the story. So why don't you start from the beginning? So what exactly happened? He killed... Well, no, I'm not going to say he killed. There was a crash, right?
Right. Let me pull it up completely so I can give all the... Because, you know, new facts change all the time. So let me pull up the most recent one. Okay, here it is right here. This is a day old.
Oh, on the I-70.
Right now it says that truckers are boycotting Colorado after a 110-year sentence for the driver who caused a fatal accident. Truck drivers are allegedly protesting a fellow truck driver's 110-year prison sentence for causing an accident that killed four people. Angulora Maduras, 26, was found guilty in October and sentenced this week after having lost control of a semi-truck that lost braking functioning, going downhill on Interstate 70 in April 2019. Wow. The crash damaged 28 vehicles, some of which were destroyed. Four people died. They list the names. The 27 counts include 4 counts of vehicular homicide, 6 counts of first-degree assault, 10 counts of attempt to commit assault in the first degree, extreme indifference, 2 counts of vehicular assault, reckless, 1 count of reckless driving, and 4 counts of careless driving causing death. That's a lot of charges. Maduras, who was 23 at the time of the crash, was working for a trucking company based in Houston, Texas. Lakewood Police Department investigators found that no alcohols or drugs were involved in the crash. The lawyer representing Maduras told the judge that his client had no previous criminal record, adding that he's a Cuban immigrant who valued his new life in the USA. His sentence has caused outrage as people questioned how the truck driver could receive such a lengthy sentence and receive longer jail time than many convicted of other crimes such as rape and assault.
Right. They
started a change.org petition. It has more than 4.1 million signatures in support of the driver. This is an ongoing story. And it's just a lot, man.
I mean, it's like in forensics, if you can break down what happened based on the science or whatever and prove that somebody didn't kill somebody, it should be the same for this. If you could break it down and be like, no, the brakes went out, why is he getting homicide? That's wild. I mean, and it sucks because I feel like situations like this are touchy because 4 people did die. And you don't want to, you know, disrespect the fact that they're dead or, you know, they're, you know, upset their families by defending this guy. But it's also like it wasn't his fault. If he was, like you said, drunk or high, or if he was just not paying attention or texting, that's one thing. But if you can break it down and it's like the brakes weren't working, that's just a terrible accident.
Somebody I read in an article was like, well, why is the trucking company not being held accountable if they provided the truck? You know what I mean? Like, this truck is supposed to do all of this. And if he did all the checks and balances while making sure everything was right before he took off on his trip, like, why are they not holding them accountable? Which is a good question as well to bring up. But, I feel like I don't know why, but I feel like they're trying to prove a point, a set of precedents or something like that. But, I hate to say it, but I also feel like, you know, race does play a part in it. He's an immigrant. You know what I mean? Truck driver, young guy, it was like, oh, we can hit him with whatever. And it's just like, bro, like 110 years? Like, At that point, the
trucking company should step in and be like, no, it's not. Our policy states that it's not his fault. It's our fault. Like, once it gets that bad, that's when the trucking company has to be like, all right, guys, like, y'all got to share some of this. Because the dude, it sucks. I just read he already has like crazy survivor's remorse. You know what I mean? He killed 4 people, and it's like he didn't intend. Well, no, he didn't. Of course, he didn't intend to. But it wasn't his fault. So
yeah,
that's just an overall tragic situation. That sucks.
It really does, man.
The worst part of this, it's not the worst part of the story, but an interesting part of the story was what he was transporting. Lumber. I don't know what it is, but lumber trucks ever since that movie Final Destination,
oh man,
have just been like so off limits. Like every time I see one on the street, I don't go in anywhere near it. I don't park behind one. Like it's these lumber trucks, like you I don't know what it is, but if it's carrying logs, you need to stay the hell away.
Yeah, I don't, bro. I don't know, bro. Thinking too much on that, it causes too many questions that cannot be answered by, you know, regular people who don't know the law like that. And also just like, it definitely bleeds into like, did race play a part in this? And I definitely feel like, you know, I feel like it did. I'm sure there will be people who argue differently, but I'm just telling you how I feel. But I just want to switch to a lighter note real quick. Well, it's a lighter note for us, but the person involved in it might not be so light for him. And I know you might have had this one on the docket, but I read yesterday that Elon Musk, he posted it on Twitter. He was like, for those wondering, I will be paying $11 billion in taxes. $11 billion.
That's so ridiculous.
Bro, that's 9 zeros before you get to the 11. 9 zeros, 9 goose eggs before you get to the 11.
Well, it'd be after the 11, right?
Well, I'm thinking about, well, yeah, if we write it like that, yeah, like,
I'm just saying that. I was like,
nine goose eggs following the 11.
You said 9?
9.
Honestly, that's so ridiculous. It would make me feel good. Like you're making so much that you have to give back $9 billion. That's so damn ridiculous.
No. $11 billion. I'm saying it's 9 zeros following the
9 11. Zeros, $11 billion.
Yeah, 11
Jesus
billion.
Jesus Christ. So that means I don't even know what tax bracket he would be considered in. What? I don't even know what percentage billionaires
When you're paying like that, they just named the bracket after you. He's in the Bezos tax bracket.
Wait, you said that was is it Musk?
Yeah, that was Elon Musk.
That's insane. That is insane. This dude is really Iron Man.
He really is, low key. He really is. And I was talking to somebody about, I think it was somebody in Atlanta, about electric cars and how everybody is trying to, $243 billion is his net worth. Wow. Well, there you go. Well, $243 billion minus 11, $232 billion is still not bad.
You're probably going to write that off with something else.
Right. I was telling him about like electric cars. Like so many companies said, by 2030, most of their fleet is going to be all electric. And somebody was like, "Yeah, man, Elon Musk he gonna take a hit and all of this type of stuff." And I was like, "Well, I don't think so, because no one wants to get the first generation electric car from any new company. That's number one. So a lot of these new companies, I saw a lot of new companies popping up at when I went to the LA Auto Show. There's a lot of new companies with electric cars, all that type of stuff, which is great, right, for the environment, all of that, right? But these are first generation electric cars. Now, true, they probably, you know, studied Elon and a couple of other electric companies, so they probably perfected a couple things, but still going to be the first generation. Y'all know how it is with the first generation technology. Anything, really don't want to get into that second or third. And then, like, as these companies are coming out, you don't think that Tesla's going to still be coming out with new stuff?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That new Tesla with no steering wheel is coming soon.
The ones where the people are all facing each other?
Yeah, a fully autonomous car is definitely coming. It's definitely coming. And then there's also just the allure of having a Tesla. Like, yeah, there are people who probably can afford an i8, the BMW electric car, but it's a certain allure with owning a Tesla, bro. Like, and you just feel connected to like a different type of technology. You feel connected to a person that's like who's a rebel for the most part. You know what I'm saying? Like, fuck you, y'all don't want to rock with me. I'll do my own thing. Elon Musk is the successful I forget his first name. I don't know if it's John DeLorean, but the guy that created DeLorean.
Like, oh, DeLorean?
He wanted to do he was supposed to be Elon Musk if the car had did what it was supposed to do.
It wasn't electric though, right?
It wasn't electric, but it was like they said that his stylings and stuff like that was too erratic, and it was like they didn't think the GTO would sell, and the GTO did crazy numbers. But they was like, he's too much like a rock star. He can't be a CEO. All of this type of stuff. And Elon Musk is exactly that, and he proved that he can do it.
He did make the electric car cool though, because I do remember like the first attempts and electric cars were just not it. You know, it almost seemed like it fell under the whole like Prius mom car type thing.
Yeah,
but that is dope. I mean, I didn't really even think about that till you said it. Like at some point they're going to stop making gas cars by law. So Elon Musk got way ahead of it, and he's gonna have his like fifth, sixth, seventh generation out by the time that happens.
Damn. Right. Young Deuce said he has a love-hate relationship with Elon Musk because he wants him to keep showing up on the big industry like he does, but he also sees him becoming a real-life comic book villain because of it, too.
He could easily become a villain that we can't stop, and I'm nervous.
I feel like he could only become a villain, well, I won't say that, if people get that chip, because he was talking about, you know, implanting a chip in people and all that type of stuff. But I mean, I guess like on some iRobot shit, he could like control all the Teslas on the road and make them like, you know, run lights and shit like that. I guess you could do it on some villain shit like that. But
he's already doing the Neuralink too, which is basically like the phone that's just reacts to your thoughts. Mm-hmm. Like that can go wrong.
Well, that's really the chip that I was talking about, right? The Neuralink is the chip thing that he was talking about.
Are you talking about the chip that's basically your bank account or the chip?
No, I was talking about the Neuralink, like the
phone.
Yeah.
He just recently talked about that. So I don't know. I feel like it's coming sooner than we think, because when Facebook announced Meta, that the metaverse was going to become a thing. And like a week ago, I was shown the metaverse. It's been happening. Facebook is just catching up. So I'm just like, I don't know. There's about to be a lot of, I feel like 2022 is about to be that year that's just going to like, we're going to see all this stuff that we've been hearing about.
Everything is changing, man.
It's kind of scary. You gonna be in the metaverse heavy?
I haven't really dived into it much. I just still don't know what to think of it yet, man. I don't want to be left behind, but I need to sit down. Maybe while I'm stuck in this room doing nothing, I'll read more upon it and see what the benefit is. Because I don't like the fact that so many people are already invested in it and I'm not. But I also wasn't big on, like, you know, a lot of the other stuff, like the cryptocurrency, because I just didn't know it. You know what I mean? So, I mean, I was curious about it. I really didn't know much about it until Coinbase. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't until then that I found out more, because Coinbase makes it easy and quick to start your own portfolio and learn to trade like a pro. You know what I'm saying? If you've been looking to level up your financial portfolio, it's always good to diversify. Why not think about cryptocurrency? Backed by the world's leading investment, Coinbase keeps your portfolio safe and secure while adding crypto to your mix. You understand me? Coinbase offers a trusted and easy-to-use platform to buy, sell, and spend cryptocurrency. They support most popular digital currencies on the market, and they make them accessible to everyone. They offer portfolio management and protection, learning resources, and mobile apps so you can trade securely and monitor your crypto in all of one place. Millions of people in over 100 countries trust Coinbase with their digital assets. And like I said, man, in the beginning, like, this is like, I was crypto curious, you know what I'm saying? I just didn't know much about this because it seemed like so much cloak and dagger was around it. It felt like it was a secret or an exclusive club. But like I say, Coinbase believes that everyone everywhere should be able to get in the door. Whether you've been trading for years or you're just getting started, Coinbase can help. So I want to help you guys up right now. If you sign up at coinbase.com/DIYS, you get a free $10 in Bitcoin. So that offer is very limited. So make sure you do it today. Again, go to coinbase.com/DIYS. And for that, you'll get $10 free in Bitcoin. Very exclusive and limited time offer. Do it right now for limited time. New users can get $10 for free in Bitcoin. We sign up today at coinbase.com/DIYS.
Yeah. I've had Coinbase for a minute. I just got some Ethereum. I'm trying to get bigger into it too, especially all these NFTs and CHVs and all this blockchain information. So I'm going to try to tiptoe into that. It's so boring though. Compared to everything else we got going, it's so boring. Like, it's hard to like just sit there and be like, okay, yeah, chapter 7 of what the heck Ethereum is and Bitcoin. It can be a lot.
I need to read more about crypto, and I also need to read more about NFTs as well while I'm doing my research on the Meta, because I don't like not being able to partake in these conversations. And like that's always been a motivation for me. Like depending on what crowd I'm hanging around, what my mentors are doing or they're talking about, I want to be able to converse with them. And I don't like not having anything to add to the conversation other than, I don't know, I ain't done enough research yet. But you know, I want to be able to add more to it.
No, I definitely agree with you. Sometimes it's not worth it though, because like at least NFTs have like some interesting things about them, as opposed to like, I feel like the last wave was like Forex trading. And anytime anybody started talking about Forex, I was just like, get me out of here. I can't. I'm like, I can't do it. I tried to research it. It was just like, I couldn't do it. But I mean, I think at the end of the day, it's just about like everything's going digital. Like, you know how we were still talking about like, just like, the norms of us going digital, like everything from our phone to our money. But now it's just like people are like digitizing real estate and art and all that kind of stuff. So it's really like that Second Life stuff is about to happen. Like people are going to be fully, fully submerged in these
new worlds. Ready Player One, man. Ready Player One. It's really coming. And I don't know how I feel about it yet. I don't know how I feel. It's like, it's the same. It's happening in all areas of our lives. Like the digital world is expanding. Electric cars are expanding. But even with that being said, I still like my old school. It's something nostalgic about getting in that old Nova, cranking it up, smelling that exhaust, smelling that gas. You know, you got real horsepower you hear when you rev the engine. You know, rear wheel drive. So if I turn too hard, I'm gonna feel it fishtail. Something about that just really makes me feel connected to life and like my grandfather and my uncles who had those same vehicles. And I don't know, man. I feel like this new stuff, it's scary and it's crazy, because never has there been a more true statement of you fear the unknown than dealing with life right now. Because there's so many unknowns, from cryptocurrency to NFTs to the Meta. Like, you know, because nobody wants to get left behind. Right. But you also like, well, do I jump in first? What do I do? Like, it's scary. You know what I mean? Like, it really is scary. This isn't like, you know, going from the BlackBerry to the iPhone with touchscreens. This is like, you know,
but for a lot of people, it was like that. You know what I mean? Because people are so set in their ways. You know, there's a lot of people who saw the phone was introduced to the phone, period. Just like, oh, I can talk to you from my house. What the hell? So going from there to touchscreen may be along at just as crazy as us going from a wallet to Coinbase. It's just with technology, it just gets more and more confusing. So it's just like, I feel like people at least had breathing room back then to get used to like the television, you know, and then now it's like, you know, DirecTV. But this is just like, all right, cryptocurrency, Forex trading, NFTs, blockchain, all of this at the same time is like, it's just going really fast.
we have no predecessors. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you
went from mail to home phones. And then home phones to like car phones to like cell phones and things of that nature. But each one of those had a predecessor. You know what I'm saying? Like when the cell phones came out, like, so wait, like I could take phone calls and I don't be have to be at home. Like it was new technology, but it was still in the same vein. Like when it comes to cryptocurrency, the only predecessor that's close to it is really money. Like stocks and bonds, like, you know, like trade in the stock market, because you didn't really see that money. But also, like, you could do the research on that. You had multiple outlets, like, you know, Edward Jones and Charles Schwab and things of that nature, to kind of like gain some more information on and make an informed decision on which way you wanted to go with that. But this, it's like, bro, like everybody that teaches it just learned it 2 weeks before you did. It's like, you want me to base my investment on somebody that just got the hang of this 2 weeks ago?
Everybody who you talking to is about is like, I'm not sure, but
no, but like, yeah, I'm still learning. I'm learning about NFTs from an 18-year-old, and I got to call him sir because I feel
interior. That's hella true, and you're right. The predecessor was something that a lot of people weren't really hip to, anyways. Like stocks, like that was already something very confusing and specific, anyways. So you got people trying to jump into cryptocurrency who don't really understand mutual funds and bonds and all that stuff. That's very, very true. We didn't really
I remember when history. I got my inheritance, and most of my inheritance was in stocks, and it was a nice amount of money. And so I go in there, I had read a little bit, I Googled some stuff on the way there just so I can know some of the jargon. And I went there, I sat down, I crossed my legs, and I'm sitting in the chair sideways like this. And I'm throwing out that jargon, and he was like, what are you talking about? That has nothing to do with your portfolio. You have long-term investment. I mean, he broke me down so much that I had to uncross my legs, and I said...
You had to go back, like, so what was I talking about? Because I'm lost.
Bro, I had nothing right. I'm talking about RIOs, return on investment, all that type of stuff. He said, well, you got long-term stocks, so you don't want to take this out before. I was like,
that is the worst. You're just like, yeah, so it's okay. So you looked up some stuff before coming in here. But here's how it
is. Shut up, dummy.
That's why I just ask questions and just let people know up front. Like, I know nothing about this because I tried the whole, like, yeah, I know what we're talking about. So, you know. Equity, right? And they're like,
oh my god, it was so bad. It was just afterwards. I was like, hey, can you recommend some readings for me so I can? I had to just ask because at that point I had been humble. Yeah. It was no use trying to keep the charade up. At that point, it was like, could you recommend me something? Yeah.
You can't lose an interaction.
What I talk about.
Can you recommend some reading?
Yes. let me jump to the chapter that I need to know about that affects me. I don't want, because like they're gonna put everything in a book. I don't need to know everything right now. I only need to know what you talked about. Roth, IRAs, CDs, stocks, long term, short term, portfolio. That's what I need to know. Don't send me all the other stuff that we didn't talk about, because I don't want to talk about that right now.
All that, yeah. Just give me the chapter that matters. It's all confusing, and there's nothing that'll make you feel like an old head besides like just like sticking to your old ways and just like, yeah, I'm not gonna. You almost want to just be like, no, I'm gonna let the world keep going. I'm gonna just stick here with my regular checking and savings account. Like, I don't want to get into all this. Like, it almost makes you not want to even become involved in it. But like you said, it's a lot of unknown. So
yeah,
it's exciting.
Yeah, man.
Here, let me see what else we got on here on the docket. Did you guys talk about the that waitress who was fired because of that $4,000 tip? Mm-hmm. You guys talked about that last week?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Had to.
That was a lot. Okay, so I missed that one. Mm-hmm. What about the guy who was convicted of killing his wife, who asked to get a divorce the day after they got married? Marriage is tough. Not that one. Okay. So this is a dude, Texas man. This dude was just found guilty of killing his wife because she asked to get a divorce the day after they got married. Apparently this was asphyxiation. That is a disaster of a word. asphyxiation, which is strangle. And he said, I told her brother that during one of their fights, the night before Wasim died, she Googled how to get his wife deported.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess during one of their fights, he covered her mouth with his hands. And the night before that, he Googled how to get his wife deported. Apparently, he didn't figure it out. And he killed his wife. She was like, "Oh, are we married? I do. Well, I don't." And this is scary because there was actually another video recently of this black dude who went on live on Facebook.
Yes,
and you saw that, and we talked
about that briefly, and it was just such a
dark video. It was almost like he was totally normal, just talking about a sad situation, and then out of nowhere he was like, "Yeah, and I shot her in the head, and I'm at my current girlfriend or wife's house, and it's about to happen to her too." And it ends with him like chasing her, and it's just like,
bro,
what is happening, the
most cryptic part of that video is right before it goes off, and he was like, "Today's the day." And then it goes off, and it's just like, bro, like,
oh, he says that to her?
Yes, when he's running toward his ex-wife, so his ex-girlfriend house. Yeah, that's what he says right beforehand. And just like, bro, like, what is going? The world is so scary right now, like, between all the craziness, the robbing, the stealing that's going on in LA, these videos and stories that we're reporting on, COVID. We can't forget about that. The cost of living in certain places like LA and New York, in the midst of all of this going on, it's like, do we need to go back inside? I kind of feel like we need to sit our ass back there. I feel like maybe we came out too early. We should have did a preseason of coming out, you know, certain neighborhoods, and then certain counties, and then certain cities. Like, yeah, it should have been, you know, gradually, because I feel like rolled we came out. Back us. Side too fast, and we had lost our ability to connect with humans and interact in a safe and orderly fashion. Like, I don't know what's going on right now, but it's scary. It's to the point where I told Farron, like, "Yo, don't go to the city if I'm not in town."
Right.
I can't have it on my conscience.
You're right, though. I mean, people were locked indoors, and then they came out and didn't even know how to do regular things. People getting robbed in the middle of restaurants. I fully believe that, you know, even the thing at Astroworld, I think that COVID played a huge part in that, because it's like there's always crazy concerts, but the fact that it got that out of hand was just like, man, like from the staff's point of view, from the people who were being too rowdy, like, some of y'all just forgot how to act. Right. I agree. I think we need to shut it down again.
It's so crazy, Zala, like, because it's almost like, I don't know, like, it's almost like we lost sense of humanity. And not in the sense of like, you know, one man for all type situations, just like how to be good to each other. Like, and I don't know where that comes from. You know, I don't know if it's, like I said, we came out too soon and people didn't deal with the trauma of being locked up. You know what I'm saying? I'm with my family, so I don't know what it's like to live alone and be alone for, you know, 6, 8, 10 months. Meg came to the comedy show on Monday, and she had a friend with her, and a friend said this was her fourth time being out, like outside, since maybe June.
Wow. Fourth?
You know what I'm saying? And it's like, yo, if you are alone and you don't like talk to your family, you don't talk to your friends and stuff like that, you could have some real things going on. You know what I'm saying? And like, honestly, with this going on, this is a great time to like talk to somebody. Like, if you feel like something has been interfering with your happiness, preventing you from achieving your goals, or you feel alone, you don't have anyone to talk to, you know that you're having certain thoughts or feelings, like, this is the time to like really reach out and get that help. You know what I mean? Like, because sometimes it's really just finding what's holding you back, or finding you what's preventing your smile that once you find that out, you uncover so many different things, and that's what BetterHelp will really come in to help. Handy with that, because BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. And you'll be matched with a therapist in under 48 hours. Now, I have to be very upfront about this. This isn't a crisis line. This isn't a self-help line. They're not going to, you know, pump you up to, you know, make you feel like roses and I don't know what other flower they say with that, but this is professional therapy done securely online. And there's a broad range of expertise available, which may not be locally available in many areas. Sometimes an area only focuses on family therapy or marriage counseling, something like this. They have a broad range of expertise available, and the service is available for clients worldwide. So you can log in to your account at any time, send a message to your therapist. You'll get a timely and thoughtful response. Plus, you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions, so you won't ever have to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room as with traditional therapy. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy and free to change therapists if needed. And I told you I had to do that before. Like, my first time doing therapy, I had to go through three therapists until I found someone like that I really connected with. It's more affordable than traditional offline therapy, and financial aid is available. So if you want to take your happiness back, you want to start living a happier life today, I encourage you guys right now, go to betterhelp.com/DIYS. That's BETTERHELP.com/DIYS. And join the over 2 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. So again, right now we're offering a special deal, 10% off your first month to all of our listeners. If you go to betterhelp.com/DIYS, again, 10% off your first month when you go to betterhelp.com/DIYS.
Crazy important right now. That's crazy important. I'm glad BetterHelp is with us through this podcast, especially now. Mm-hmm. Man, oh man. I would like to read a rejection email.
Okay.
This is a rejection email from one of the KFCs overseas.
Okay.
Kentucky Fried Chicken in Dublin. Someone posted this because they basically said that this was a new low for them. Not because it was from KFC, but because the rejection email has multiple fried chicken puns. So this is, just imagine opening up, you just applied to this place, you opened up, and you're already bummed out about not getting the job, but this is how KFC tells you overseas. Okay. Hi, blank. Thank you for your application to Team KFC. We're cluckin' delighted that you're keen to join our flock. However, at this moment in time, your skills aren't the secret recipe the Colonel is looking for. But we'd love to hear from you again. Give us a cluck if you would like to apply in the future. Best wishes, Team KFC. I would cry herbs and spices. I don't know if I would post that.
But I would have to post it, bro. I would have to post that just because no one would believe me if I just told them this would happen. That's crazy. You know what's crazy? I was just looking at something about Future. He went into the Louis Vuitton store, and I guess he had lunch there, and I guess they served sushi there, and he removed all the sushi and ordered. When you got that type of money, bro.
You said Louis Vuitton?
Yes, Louis Vuitton store. When you have that type of money, I guess they will take you to a private room, and you can have lunch there because you've been shopping for so much. So
interesting. Okay.
So he removed all of the sushi and ordered KFC.
So you said he removed all the sushi? Like he said
he had it removed. He had it like, yo, get this shit out of here. And he was like, yeah, KFC.
What's crazy about that is he could have just gone to KFC.
Nah, man. You needed the aesthetics of the Louis.
It's crazy because you grow up thinking like, I'm going to do XYZ when I'm rich and all this stuff. But there is like chapters and chapters of things that I didn't even know we were supposed to hope for. Like, I didn't know people went to designer places and ate food. Like, really?
Yo, I'm finna send this to Keenan to make sure he gets it. But
what?
Yeah. So let me read the caption that says, "Future was having dinner at the Louis Vuitton and swapped out the sushi for KFC." You know, it's been a run of like just Future highlights the past week. Like, you know, Kanye saying he's been the most influential rapper. Future saying that Future has been the most influential rapper the last 10 years. You know, his 2015 run until now. The whole story behind Gucci flip-flops. You know that story?
Yeah.
How he smashed Scottie Pippen's wife.
He's like, was it specifically her, or was it? Because I think when he said it, he was just like, I was smashing the dick, and I was,
yeah.
And I had,
they said, they, and this, and the thing I saw, which was on the internet, so you never know how real it is, but he said he smashed her because he asked, when the first time he met Scottie Pippen, he asked him for an autograph, and Scottie Pippen played him. And so he was like,
villain stories. You know, that's a perfect story. Like, if you ever think of becoming, you know, somebody in the limelight or in the spotlight, and you need, I would just use that story to help you be humble, you know, because you don't want that situation. If there's some little kid looks up to you, just take the time, stop, pat him on the head, give him a, you know, an autograph, whatever, take the picture, because you do not want that type of villain origin story. Like, that is insane.
You don't want that origin story. You also don't want that song out.
Yeah, it's a good song too.
Fuck your bitch in some Gucci flip flops. Like, everything about that is so rapper-esque. Like, the fact that you kept Gucci on the slippers.
Mm-hmm. And they're Gucci.
Because somebody tried to play you on an autograph request. Mm-hmm. You sought off this person's wife, and this was the get back. Not only did you do it, but you commemorated it by making a song out of it.
Hit song. Hit song. And here's the worst part. He didn't say, "I just fucked a bitch," or "I just fucked his bitch." He was talking to Scotty. That was perspective wise. It was, "I'm talking to you." So if any of Mr. Pippen's friends like that song, that's an awkward car ride. That's an awkward. It's like, stop, turn this off. that's a lot. Poor Pippen. He hasn't been the same since, actually.
Man,
it's been a lot.
I mean, how could you be?
It's a lot. I think he had some issues with either other rappers or Floyd Mayweather, or his wife wasn't the trophy you would want. Put it like that.
I mean, I don't want to shit on the family because they doing shit, but I feel like you are somewhat of the company that you keep. And for a while, she was hanging around the Kardashians. You're going to be in some of those headlines. And the crazy thing is, it's like, it's not like these people are doing something that's brand new, like infidelity, cheating, all that shit. It's nothing new. It's just that when you're highlighted and when you're in the spotlight, you're on a platform, you have all your business. That's what you give up. For the fame and the fortune, you give up your privacy. There is no sneaky link when you're a superstar. Mm-hmm. Somebody's going to see you. It's just simple as that. Like, you don't have the you don't have the advantage of ordering rooms like on Priceline or something and then going there and checking in yourself. No, somebody go see you, fool.
Who's that guy? Tristan Thompson? He's like, he doesn't give a damn. He was communicating to that woman through Snapchat. His handle was Black Jesus.
Bro, this is wilding, bro. That nigga wilding, bro. He is living his best life as a star, because there's no reason or excuse for his behavior. It's just like, bro, like,
you have to not care.
Bro, get a vasectomy. Like, why are you gonna do all of this? Just to, like, bro, get a vasectomy. Especially you gonna try to pay her to get an abortion after the fact. Nigga, just get it. It's so much easier for you to do that. If you know you don't like condoms, you're not good at pulling out, get a vasectomy. I'm not even telling you not to still smash people. Smash. Live life. Do it safe. You know what I'm saying? And get a vasectomy.
Just, And just stop bringing, yeah, just stop bringing people into the world from it. Like, you can have the fun without adding more traffic, because that's really all she's doing. He's, if you don't care about like having a nice big family and stuff like that, then you're just adding traffic, and it's just,
listen, it's adding, 16 years from now, somebody's gonna be in a traffic jam, like, damn it, Tristan Thompson, if you had just pulled out, it wouldn't be so much traffic on the road.
But then the dude's gonna be in front of him just like, I know, I mean, he didn't. Yeah, you tell him,
man. I'm just telling you, man, I'm not telling you not to enjoy yourself. Definitely enjoy yourself, you know what I'm saying? And for the fellas that need a little boost to enjoy yourself, because we know that confidence is key in and out of the bedroom, I want to hit you to Blue Chew, okay? Because Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in a chewable tablet and at a fraction of the cost. Listen, I don't even have to read this ad right here, because Pat and I are both firm believers in Blue Chew, okay? I'm not going to hold you. Matter of fact, I'm sitting on my desk right now so I can show you. Boom. You understand me? You see that? Boom. We out here. It's very, Pat going to get his right now. Pat's going to get his right now, because we're firm believers in the power of the Blue Chew. You understand me? Everything that it can do, the fact that you can take them anytime, day and night, so you can plan ahead, or you can be ready whenever the opportunity arises. The process is so simple, people. You sign up at bluechew.com, consult with one of the licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you receive your prescription within days. And the best part is, it's all done online. So no doctor visits, no awkward conversations, waiting in line at the pharmacy, all of that, man, things of the past. All right, Blue Chew's tablets are made in the USA, and they're prepared and shipped right to your door in a discreet package. And again, Pat and I are big believers and supporters and users of the product, you understand me? And it wasn't like we had to, but we just wanted to see what the possibilities were. And let me tell you something, they are endless.
And
the possibilities are endless. If you're curious, just try them out. You understand me?
First impression,
they're a lot. They're important. What's your lasting first impression? Okay. Get it going, fellas. Right now, we got a special deal for our listeners. Try Blue Chew for free when you use our promo code DIYS at checkout. You just pay $5 for shipping. That's bluechew.com, promo code DIYS to receive your first month free. Visit bluechew.com for more details and important safety information. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring this podcast. Holla at your boy.
Listen, Blue Chew could open a restaurant, an amusement park. Like, at this point, I'm just a fan of the company. Like, whatever y'all follow up with. Skateboards, I will purchase, just because I know the first thing worked.
That is hilarious. Super casual. Pat is one camera away from looking like a Hawaiian tourist.
I don't know. When this year Hawaiian shirts hit me, but they did. Definitely didn't go to Hawaii. I want to talk about a couple of crimes that's been going on. Just strange crimes that I want you guys to be aware of that are happening out and about. All right, so the first weird one, there was a wig robbery. I don't know if you heard this. This happened in Orlando. Yes. You can see in the photos, there's just mannequin heads everywhere. Masked men steal 34 wigs worth from a boutique they're calling it a hair-raising robbery. Nice. Ah! 34 wigs worth $13,000. This was probably, you know, unless you got a girl who you buy wigs for, this is huge headlines for people who didn't really fully understand how much y'all were spending on these wigs. These are some expensive wigs. 13 grand for 34 wigs. This is some that's some expensive hair,
man.
Wow.
I heard that I just remember what Kev paid for his locks. I think Kev paid like $500 for that unit.
Really? Is that around the regular for wigs? Or
they can get way more expensive, because when you can like literally custom order a wig down to the hair color, style of it, you know, the hair type, if you wanted a curly type, all that type of stuff. Yeah, that they get expensive, brother. They get expensive. As Fran has bought a couple of them, I think the most she spent on one was like three, and it lasted a nice amount. But like those wigs are investment. They keep those wigs. Name those wigs, put them on the mannequin head. Yeah, they name the wigs. Anybody that's an investor in wigs has a Beyonce wig. I guarantee that's the long hair. They can do it curly. They can do it long, straight. Everybody that's really invested in wigs has one named Beyonce or Sasha Fierce.
I definitely want to hear that in the comments. Like, yo, all y'all favorite wig names. Do you know Farron's favorite wig?
Nah. I mean, she has this blonde wig. I think that's her favorite because she always wears that one.
She don't have a name for it?
Nah, she ain't invested like that. That's what I'm talking about. There's got to be people that's really invested in it. She ain't got the mannequin wigs. She hangs hers on the little thing that our robes go in our bathroom.
Oh,
so she has them hanging on there.
I'd actually rather that than mannequin heads, because my sister got the mannequin heads and they are scary at night. God dang. Walking past them.
Look at Kiyomi. Say, I do have a Sasha Fierce. Look
hilarious.
At that.
Hilarious. Tina, Amber. Is Amber like a short wig? Like you talk about Amber Rose, or is that another type of Amber? I don't even know.
Like Amber's her day job. Sasha Fierce is nighttime.
Rain. Oh, okay. She's stepping out and doing some wild stuff if she's talking about
Daisha. Rain. Okay, you got a Daisha.
A Daisha is so specific. Got the Daisha. I'm stepping out as Daisha. I'm just so surprised that it was 30 grand worth. Like that's like a legit burglary. I've never heard of a wig.
Bro,
the wig
game is so intense right now. Like, did you see the other video? Because that's why I thought you were gone. I thought you were about the other video where the three women walked in and they pepper sprayed the worker and her daughter with bear mace. Right.
And they had bear a baby mace. With them, right?
They had a baby with them. They did a, and that bear mace, like any mace, once it leaves the can or the canister that it's in, it expands. So even though they ran out, the baby still might have got hit with some of that residual that's already in the air. And that's like, that bear mace is deadly, bro. Like, that's going to incapacitate you. And so now they're going to get hit with criminal charges on top of theft. Like, and it's like, and they've already identified one criminal? Of the chicks. Huh?
Theft ain't criminal?
You say theft ain't criminal?
No, theft isn't considered criminal charges?
Well, I don't know. Because I think it's after a certain amount. Maybe that, but like that, I don't think you'll get criminal charge for like stealing a Snicker or something like that. I think it's at that certain amount, but they already identified one of the chicks like 3 days after it happened. And like, now you're finna get some real charges and you got a baby with you doing this. Now you're finna lose your baby. You know what I'm saying? The baby's gone. It's like, is it really worth it?
This was like the one time you should have left the baby in the car. Like, you should never leave babies in the cars, but this is the one time. Like, you went in there for a robbery real quick. You couldn't get a sitter for a burglary.
Bro, that is so
weird. Did they take stuff?
Like, huh?
Did they take anything?
They took wigs. That's what I'm saying. I thought you were going into that wig story. Because they snatched some bundles and they snatched some wigs.
But they didn't have a mask on, which is hilarious because they probably thought that the wig would look different enough when they got caught. Be like, oh, that's not me. I clearly have edges. Like,
bro, it's so dumb because it's like people really don't be like planning stuff out. Like, even with the robberies, bro, like going on in LA, it's like, okay, cameras everywhere, right? Let's say you do have a mask on, but somehow they catch the car that you're getting in. Now they'd attract the car to you or your friend. Get your friend, now your friend gives you up. And you did it with a gun on you. You know what I'm saying? Now that's armed robbery. That's definitely criminal, right? So you got $200 from that robbery. But now you're finna spend 6 to 8 years in jail. Is that is that worth it?
Hell no.
Is $200 worth 6 to 8 years of your life that you will never get back? Bro, I don't understand. Unless y'all niggas finna be robbing banks, which are federally funded, so federally insured, so they'll get that money back. You know what I'm saying? You gonna get away for $500,000, $1.5 million, something like that. Why even risk it? Even with that though, like, why risk that? Because you ain't gonna be able to spend that money. That money marked, all the serial numbers are recorded. So as soon as you start spending that, those numbers pop up. They gonna get you off of that. So you got to get the money washed and up. It's too much.
So much hassle.
It's so much hassle to be a criminal, bro. Like,
it's, and it was just not wig. That's very true. Cause like, and you attacked somebody, so that's a lot of time just for like you being like, ah, I can't afford this one look. You know, I don't know if it was for them or if they're planning on flipping the wigs, but that when it's broken down, I wish it was broken down to more criminals just to see if they would really change their mind. Because if I would like to think that half of them would be like, hey, yeah, you're actually right. Now that I hear about it like that, but I don't know.
The people just a lot of people have a checkers mentality when it comes to getting money. If I could just get this field 500, I'm gonna flip that to 1,000, 2,000. It's like nothing good comes overnight. Like just nothing. Like nothing.
That's true. That is
if you true. Want some quick shit, that's exactly what it's gonna be. Some quick shit. My mechanic told me that. He was like, yeah, people be trying to risk me on the jobs, man. If you want some quick shit, done. That's exactly what it's gonna be. Some quick shit.
Right. Quick shit. Emphasis on the shit. Another random robbery that happened. You don't think this really happens a lot. A gun shop in California. People stole 40 guns from a gun shop, which is like, I wouldn't think to ever rob a gun shop because you're like, I don't know how that works. You're stealing like serial guns, so it's not really switched. It's not really linked to you, but... Mm-hmm. They stole it from they smashed the window and stole it from a gun, like a safe. And I guess I was going to say like who lets a gun shop get robbed, but I guess it was on.
It was after hours, probably.
Yeah. Live surveillance video after the shop was closed, but they still got into the safe. So if you're in California, there are 40 unmarked, probably way more, but just from this store, 40 unmarked guns, just out and about, floating around.
They say unmarked, but here's the thing, like, if those guns were bought from a manufacturer, which they probably were, they have, so the barrel of a gun has these grooves in it, and when it's fired, those grooves will be on the bullet, and so that's how they match bullets to guns. So, like, they're marked, and if you do anything with that gun, and they find out that it's stolen, you done bought stolen property for someone, they're going to hit you two times on some bullshit. So it's like...
But if it's used, they can't relate. They don't have a thumbprint to relate that gun to you. It's not related to anybody. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, I'm saying like, they're going to be like, well, where did you buy this gun from? Like, oh, I bought it off of somebody. Well, you bought it off the street? Like, because this gun is coming back stolen. And the serial number is going to be on the gun too. So even without the grooves, like the serial number will be on the gun unless they scrape that off. But if you scrape that off, they still got the grooves on the inside.
But if any of them were to kill anybody, forensics wouldn't be able to lead. If all they left were casings, then they wouldn't be able to link it back to who these people are.
No, you know, not necessarily, unless the person who bought the gun to kill somebody tells the cops who they bought the gun from.
Yeah, but that's, I'm saying, like, if any of these stolen weapons were used to kill somebody by one of the robbers,
they
could potentially get away with it because it's unmarked.
No, because the guns, so each serial number on the gun is attached to the grooves that are in the barrel, right?
Right.
So, like, they get the bullet, they're able to find the bullet, and they do a forensic analysis, and they look at that bullet, and they look at the grooves from one of the guns that was stolen. Mm-hmm. I mean, they wouldn't maybe initially know to check one of those 40 guns, but...
But even if they did, I'm saying the people, there's no people attached to these guns. They would be able to mark it back and be like, okay, this is one of the stolen guns from California.
Yeah.
But they wouldn't be able to link that to a guy because...
Oh, right. Yeah. I was assuming that the person had got caught. I thought that's what you were saying. But yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, no. Because the gun's not registered to anybody.
Right. So that is
what's
scary.
What's the word? Striations?
Striations.
You're right. That is the word.
What is that?
Those are the grooves inside the barrel that basically...
Striations. Dang, I did not. I've never seen that. I've never seen that word in my entire life. Okay, cool. So just real quick to take us out. This is definitely a lighter note. I don't know if it's a good or bad thing. I guess it's depending on a bunch of other stuff. But the idea of a four-day work week is actually gaining popularity around the world. The United Arab Emirates just started doing it last week, and now there are some lawmakers in Washington, D.C. that are pushing for the U.S. to follow suit. Four-day work week, three-day weekend. Now, if you're a kid in school, that sounds amazing. But when I look at it, it's just like, okay, entrepreneurs don't have a work week. It's just all the time. So that doesn't really matter. But even if you have a 9-to-5, you still got bills. Like, it's not like that extra day off is going to help with anything. If anything, that's just cutting hours. So if we're going to switch to four-day work weeks, are we going to, like,
10-hour work days?
Yeah, longer work days. Are we going to lower the cost of living? Like, what is this as a whole? Because they're just kind of giving us the whole, like, three-day weekend, woo! But it's like, you gotta afford them good times, too. I don't know.
And is it going to be Fridays off? Or is it going to be Tuesday is the new Monday? Don't make Tuesday Monday, man. We like Tuesday being Tuesday. I don't want to hate Tuesdays.
So you would rather it be Monday to Thursday?
I don't know. Like you said, entrepreneurs, it really don't matter much for us. Like, I film as much on a Saturday as I will on a Monday, so it don't really matter too much. Only thing it would matter with is, like, when we're trying to get business done, businesses that did decide to take that day off. You know, if banks start closing on 12 on Fridays, it's like, nigga. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, those type of things would be a headache to get around. And then that means, like, whereas flights used to be cheaper on Thursdays because it's not the Friday or the Sunday, now the flights are going to be more expensive on the Thursdays.
Right.
So it's always two sides of that story, man.
There's a lot of other things. Yeah, I didn't even think about that kind of stuff shifting just because of the weekend. Yeah, it says that this would create a 32-hour work week, overtimed paid after 32 hours, which that's good. You'd be working that anyway, so it'd be overtime. And it says it's a win for work-life balance and a needed corrective after decades of longer work hours with stagnant pay in the U.S. People are spending more time at work, less time with loved ones. Their health and well-being is worsening, and their pay has remained stagnant, so it's time for change. So it looks like they're kind of overall considering a lot of things. Mm-hmm. And I think if overall they're trying to make this whole thing where we just live to work and, you know, we barely see our families and health and well-being and mental states, if they see that that's dying and it can help that, then for sure. But don't be, you know, don't back anybody into a corner where it's just like, all right, now you got to support all the same stuff with less hours.
I'm wondering, like, what's that going to do to the stock market? Those type of questions. And then also, like, I had another question about that.
That's hella true.
Like, it would be great if, like, on that Friday or the Monday, whatever day they decided to give you off, if you had the option to work remotely, so you can get the extra hours if you wanted to, and it didn't have to be a full shift. Maybe do a half shift and get the extra 4 hours. Like, that would be great if you had that.
Yeah. I think now that I saw the overtime thing, I think that's cool, because even if you do work the same amount, you'll just be getting more for it, which is better in all cases. So I don't know. I guess we'll see. It's funny that we're following the United Arab Emirates. It seems like they're pretty well off. I don't know if they're, like, the ones to follow for.
Listen, bro. What we found out is that Americans love to spend. So it don't matter if we got 2 days off or 3 days off. We still going to spend money on that extra day off, especially if we're making more money because it's a 32-hour work week now. We're going to get that little extra money. We're going to spend that little extra money. So they're like, fuck it. We give them more off. They're going to spend more.
Design it to give them more time to put it back into the put it back into the system. It could work.
One thing Americans don't do is shop. You do know that. I'll be honest with you, though. This don't feel like Christmas to me. And it ain't just because of COVID. Like, we didn't even pretend like we were going to put up a tree. We didn't
really
put decorations out. We didn't even talk about a tree. I didn't get fair at anything.
I didn't get anybody anything.
Anything, because we were planning this trip. We're like, this is going to be our Christmas thing, and now we're not going on that. It's just like, we're going to be here for Christmas, and I didn't get her anything.
Just have like a COVID, just be like, you know, it was COVID, so, you know, FaceTime. Yes,
I know she ain't going to be tripping, but it's just like, damn, yikes.
You got sick. You got sick. I mean, it doesn't feel, you're better than me because I went with my brother to get a tree, picked it out and everything, brought it back, set it up, and I haven't seen it since. I've been quarantined ever since. I just went for the picking of it, and now it's just fully decorated. But I don't know. Watch the Grinch or something by yourself, or get in the spirit somehow.
I ain't tripping off of it, man. It is what it is. I'm gonna be drinking a whole lot of water, taking this vitamin D, this zinc, this echinacea,
hot toddies.
You know what I mean? I'm just going to be trying to get back to 100%. That's all I really care about, bro. Just getting better and getting these antibodies in my body.
Antibodies, nah, for mm-hmm. sure.
Well, guys, thank y'all so much for tuning in. We apologize about not doing the theme song, but obviously, you know, remotely, we don't typically
do it. COVID.
You know, COVID out here hating. COVID a hating ass hoe right now, boy.
COVID is a hater.
Hating ass hoe. But you know, it is what it is. So let this be a reminder to you that we are not out of the woods yet. Y'all, please mm-hmm. be safe, especially with the holidays here, not around the corner, but they are actually here. Yeah. Y'all be safe out there, man. And if you are well, you have the ability to see your family, man, please love on them. Tell them that you care about them. Tell them that you miss them. Tell them that you love them. Show them as well. If you are quarantining like us, you know, I wish you the best. I wish you a speedy recovery, sending you all the positive vibes that we're able to, man. And you are in good company, and other than that, man, we wish y'all the best, man. We're going to see y'all again right before New Year's, mm-hmm. but y'all be easy. I'm to hear more.
I'm Patrick Cloud. Stay safe, you guys. Be healthy.
This has been another episode of Damn Internet, You Scary. See y'all next week, guys.
Hey, y'all. Peace.